very significant report from John Rood as we look at the European Union, talking about politics that's actually setting the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. That's why we, on a weekly basis, go to our broadcast partner for the European Union, John Rood. Right now, we're going to bring in another broadcast partner. We talk with him along the way. We normally focus on the Catholic Church, Catholicism, and the evangelization effort to win people to Jesus Christ when we come together with Mike Gendron. Mike has an organization of getting the gospel out to the world. Actually, what is your website, Mike?
ProclaimingTheGospel.org.
ProclaimingTheGospel.org. It's very interesting. If you call Mike and he's not there, somebody will answer and say, hey, we're out witnessing. You ought to be doing the same. I think that's a great, great message to have on your phone when you're not available to answer it. Mike, I want to look at this situation. It's been major in the news. Every single news outlet that I know about has covered it. And that's the fire that has destroyed much of Notre Dame, that very famous and historic church there in Paris. Now, I want to carefully look at this because we don't want to be an offense to anybody, but indeed, we are a truth-telling organization that we want to bring forth the truth here at Prophecy Today. We'll get to that in a moment. But it was a very historic church dating back centuries ago. Was it not the case?
Yes, that's correct. They spent 200 years actually building it, and it's been around now for 850 years, and it's really a national monument to the people of France. So in that sense, it was truly a tragedy for the people of France. I've actually been there, Jimmy. I don't know if you've been in it, but it is awe-inspiring to see this massive monument. But the theology there is definitely aberrant. It's going against the very word of God, and that's what troubles me the most. I think there's a greater tragedy that's taking place there.
Yes, that's exactly where I wanted to go, Mike. The church does not present the truth of the gospel. And explain that to our listeners. I don't want to attack, but just explain it in your loving way as you go out to communicate Christ to Catholics across the nation and around the world, in fact.
Well, sure, Jimmy. Most people that have studied Roman Catholicism know that it does trace its roots back to the one true church founded by Christ. But over the centuries, it has drifted away from the faith of the apostles into an apostate form of Christianity. They've departed from submitting to the supreme authority of God's word, and they often follow pagan traditions. And I think Notre Dame in Paris is an example of this, because when you look at its theology that comes out of that cathedral, most people are not aware that as you enter into the Notre Dame Cathedral, there is a portal of last judgment. The angel Michael is using scales to evaluate the life people lived on earth. If enough good works were done, the scales tip and they go to paradise. If the scales do not tip, they go to hell. And so this portal of the last judgment is in harmony with the fatal works-based gospel of Roman Catholicism. Catholics are taught that their eternal destiny is based on what they do rather than what Christ has done. And so Rome even goes so far as to condemn any Bible-believing Christian who believes that we are saved by faith alone and Christ alone, and that's from the anathema at the Council of Trent. Scripture affirms what Rome condemns, for we are justified by faith apart from the works of the law. And so, Jimmy, it's for this reason that I am heartbroken for the many Catholics that have believed this works righteousness gospel. It doesn't save anybody. It actually sends them to hell, because only those who trust in Christ alone will make it to paradise.
Mike, you were there. You saw the artifacts. They say, supposedly, for example, that they had the crown of thorns that were shoved into the flesh and the head of Jesus Christ at the time of his crucifixion. But I can't believe that's real. Is this real news or fake news that we've been looking at over the centuries?
Yeah, Jimmy, it's a good question. It actually, represents fake relics. There are churches throughout the world that claim to have a piece of Christ's cross, such that there's enough wood to build Noah's Ark. It's just crazy that Catholics would actually put their faith in these relics, even to the point that the Catholic Church says they have part of the crown of thorns that Christ wore. But again, churches throughout the world also make that same claim. And so we need to point Roman Catholics not to the fake relics of Jesus Christ, but to his inspired word that will bring forth life to those who believe it. And that's my real concern for Catholics. Don't put your faith in things that may or may not be true. We know the Word of God is the infallible source for truth on this earth.
You, when we were talking before we went on the air, mentioned to me what the name Notre Dame really meant. And interpret that for us and tell us why that is another wrong part of a historic understanding of the truth, to the way to get to God.
Well, Notre Dame actually means Our Lady, and the cathedral was consecrated to the Virgin Mary when it was built. And Rome exalts Mary. It's considered idolatry. It's called Mariolatry. Rome actually teaches that Mary is interceding for everyone. She's atoning for our sins. She's delivering souls from damnation. They actually attribute to Mary what should only be said of God. And so this is obviously a form of idolatry. When you go into the cathedral, there is a painting that shows Jesus handing Mary a scepter while an angel sets a crown on her head, suggesting that Mary is the Queen of Heaven, and from heaven she's carrying out her redemptive work. There's also stained glass windows that exalt Mary and continue the form of Mariolatry. There is a stained glass window that actually has a prayer to Mary, and it starts off, "Gate of righteousness, seat of wisdom, cause of our joy, mystic rose, tower of David, ark of the covenant, gate from heaven, morning star, and salvation of the sick." These are all titles that the Catholic Church has given to Mary. But I think it's best said by Pope Leo XIII. He said in an encyclical dated September 22, 1891, "No man goes to the Father but by the Son, and no man goes to the Son except through his mother." And then you may be familiar of another doctor of the Church. He's actually been elevated to sainthood, Alphonsus Liguori. He wrote that Mary is the only hope of sinners, for by her help alone we can have remission of our sins. And so, Jimmy, as you can see, this diverts the full attention and glory and honor and trust and faith away from the Lord Jesus Christ and puts it centered on Mary. And this is why it's a tragedy that most Roman Catholics look to Our Lady rather than to the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation.
Mike, I understand that this will be an opportunity now for us to communicate to the Catholic world, and in fact, all the Catholics around the world. We need to do that lovingly, though. And as an evangelist to those who are members of Catholicism, how would you suggest we could approach that conversation?
Well, I would encourage Roman Catholics to look to the infallible Word of God as their source for truth. We need to test every man's teaching. We need to test every tradition of religion against the inspired, authoritative Word of God. We're told to test every spirit, and we do that by using the Word of God. But as many people look to the fire that engulfed Notre Dame, I think for the first time in 850 years, the cathedral actually cast light into darkness. And it's my prayer for Catholics that God will open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in Christ. Those were the very words of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, and that's what we need to encourage Roman Catholics to do. The light that engulfed the Roman Catholic Cathedral at Notre Dame should encourage Roman Catholics to look to the true light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mike, I have to admit that as I watched all this news coverage of this tragedy, historic tragedy, there in Paris, I thought about the book of Revelation chapter 17, and at the midway point of the seven-year tribulation period, how that false church in Rome, Italy, will be destroyed. Just a thought, but that is reality when we look to the future, isn't it?
Well, it is, Jimmy, and I hope that you see also the comparison between St. Peter's in Rome and Notre Dame in Paris. Both of these cathedrals were built with the funds that were solicited from people to purchase indulgences for loved ones who had died and gone to a fictitious place called Purgatory. And so as St. Peter's was built with the ungodly simony of indulgences, so was Notre Dame. And so the blood of the saints is on the hands of those who trust in indulgences rather than trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear Catholic friend, if you're listening to this broadcast, we lovingly wanted to present the truth, the other side of what is false religiosity, which, as Mike exhorted at the beginning, check what the truth says, what the Word of God has to say. Thank you, Mike, for doing it so carefully, so lovingly, sharing with us this report of the historic tragedy there at Notre Dame in Paris. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, blessings to you, Jimmy.